ho, ho, and welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes. I'm Santa Claus.
And I'm the elf.
And we're here to talk about how to open your Christmas presents early. Now, seriously, folks, my name's Thomas Tolles.
Broke the illusion really quickly there, Thomas.
But seriously, folks, the voice you just heard was not a mystical elf. It was Jesse.
It's true.
And this podcast is all about reading articles on WikiHow, discussing them, analyzing them, giving you help with your real-world problems, and then improvising based on our conversation. As always, we encourage you to follow the article along at home. Now, these articles seem to change every few days, so make sure that you listen to this the day it comes out, or there's really no point
at
all.
It's true. The day we're recording this, actually. If you can somehow listen to this today,
try to archive a number of WikiHow articles in advance, and then hopefully one of them will sync up with the day that we recorded.
A lot of these articles have multiple contributors, multiple co-authors, so there's a lot of different opinions in the mix, a lot of different experts giving their expertise.
Sometimes you'll hear wildly different writing styles. You'll see different illustrators at
different
work.
Different tenses. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the passive voice, sometimes the active voice.
Yeah, and it has the density of Shakespeare's text. So if you don't believe that Shakespeare could have written all those on his own, WikiHow, I think, is the
it's
same
It's exactly
principle.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Don't believe those people who tell you that Shakespeare wrote all the WikiHows.
Yeah, that is ludicrous. He was dead a long time ago.
It's true. Folks, it's been a little while since we recorded. We're just getting back to the rhythms.
Jesse, do you want to introduce the article?
Absolutely, Thomas. While jingle bells are in the air, chestnuts are roasting on fires both open and closed. So today it's time for a festive article. How to open your Christmas presents early. Ooh, scandalous. Mm.
Another moral conundrum that many children and adults are faced with. Around this time of the year.
I find that a lot of WikiHow articles really pose deep moral, ethical questions on
it. Just like Shakespearean texts.
That's true. I like to think that this article is the Macbeth of WikiHow articles.
Yeah.
Because of Macbeth there might be some witches in it later.
Macbeth didn't want to wait to become the king. He took it early, just like a child getting a crown for Christmas might open it a few days before. Mm.
And let me tell you, maybe he should have read a WikiHow article, because I don't know if that worked out so well for him.
Lady Macbeth definitely did not trust the good people at WikiHow.
All right, let's start with step one. Start at a late time, such as when your parents are already asleep. This is so true. Your parents are awake and by the tree near the gifts.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much stealth to pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, many of us have sat there on Christmas Eve while grandma's telling a long story, something like that, and our eyes wander over to the gifts. But you got to resist that impulse to just open it in plain view. I don't think any child has ever succeeded, personally, in doing it in sight, but there's no telling the consequences that could happen if you did.
No, your parents are going to see your greed immediately, and that's going to equal less gifts next year.
It's possible, too, that Santa Claus would switch you to the naughty list at the last second.
Absolutely.
And you, that close to Christmas, you can't risk getting caught.
It's true. Not to mention, it could be a decoy gift. Mm. Let's say you open a present and it's empty and it's just a box.
Or it's like a canister of blue ink that explodes to expose your guilt.
Just like Big Fat Liar starring Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. Also, I think it happened in an episode of Broad City.
Well, I mean, it's a
starring
timeless...
Frankie Muniz.
Starring, yes. Muniz Town. Wait till your parents go to sleep. You might want to expedite this by telling your own kind of boring story.
Yeah.
Just really getting their eyelids to kind of start shutting.
Mm-hmm. What time do your parents typically go to sleep, Jesse?
Christmas Eve. You know what? They like to call it around 11:30.
Yeah.
So not particularly early, actually.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes my parents, my dad especially, will pass out real early if we're watching a movie or something. You might just conk out, which poses an interesting question when he's in the room but he's also asleep. Can you open those presents quietly enough to keep him in dreamland?
I mean, that's a whole nother level of espionage you're attempting here. You better hope that your teenage spy, episode 2, and that's the only way you're going to be able to pull that off. Not to mention if your dad or mom or whoever falls asleep with their legs resting on the gifts, Classic parental maneuver.
Yeah, especially if they've gifted you a pillow.
And you're
might,
using it.
Yeah, you might know that what it is, but you're not going to be able to open it early if they're using it to rest.
Let's move on to step two. Quietly take them, the gifts, mm-hmm. one by one into your bedroom. Take the bigger ones first, but only if they're not that heavy. If your parents see or hear you in the process, you're toast. So be very careful. One by one is really important.
Yeah. The gifts go marching one by one. Hurrah, 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 as the hurrah. Old saying goes.
The old Christmas carol goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And, old and, King Wenceslas once looked down and saw his children carrying gifts one by one into their rooms.
Look, I mean, this is takes a lot of restraint, I think it's safe to say. Because you got 60, 70 gifts under that tree, one at a time, that could be hours of espionage. You're going to want to take a few, but the risks amplify enormously as soon as you start making those bold choices.
As soon as you start mixing and matching which gifts you're taking at the same time, you don't know like about the balance. Yeah. You don't know where the weight the weight's going to be. I'd like to point out that when the wise men brought baby Jesus gifts, they also brought one.
This. I was just thinking
they just
about
brought
this.
One.
Yeah, just
they knew.
One gift at a time. And Jesus wanted that myrrh first, but they made Jesus open the gold and the frankincense first. Just so that he wouldn't get ahead of himself.
Exactly. Have you tried stacking myrrh on top of gold?
I wouldn't want to do that.
No. You're going to want to make sure that your parents don't see you, as it says, or you're going to be toast.
Yeah. And as we've said, the consequences for opening gifts early are nonspecific because they're so dire that I don't think this article or any writer could even conceive of them.
I think a lot of children are going to be reading this article, and to even speculate about what your parents will do to you if they catch you would just traumatize too many children.
It would destroy your view of your parents' humanity to know that they were capable of such a punishment. Mm-hmm. Like, is profoundly disruptive to your worldview.
To imagine that people so nurturing and caring to you throughout your life could just turn on a dime.
And it's really interesting, the linkage here, right? Because they are being generous. They've given you things. But tied to that generosity is a deep corruption,
absolutely.
Which goes far beyond any concern for giving or helping or caring.
And we all know about deep corruption nowadays.
Yeah, there's a lot.
That's a little political.
It starts under the Christmas tree.
It does, the metaphorical Christmas tree. And that's why there's a war on Christmas. Mm-hmm. But more specifically on morality.
I should say as well that I'm Jewish, and so when I'm trying to open up my Hanukkah presents early, my parents will put lamb's blood on the door so that I don't feel safe entering
really?
It.
Doesn't that make you feel more safe? Because doesn't that stop the angel of death from killing
right,
you?
Right, it stops the angel of death, but when I'm on the outside, it makes me feel as though I am the angel of death. And
oh,
that
I
cannot pass through that sacred
and the,
barrier.
And the Christmas gifts are, in a way, their children that they've born.
Yeah.
And they're saying, no, don't come in here. Don't take away our metaphorical son.
Our firstborn gift.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And there's also a plague of locusts and frogs in there as well that I don't want to deal with.
I mean, that's just part of the the Hanukkah spirit.
My
as far
parents
as I understand.
Are Old Testament styled punishment.
I didn't realize that you celebrate Hanukkah so devoutly.
You know, devout is an interesting word, and I would say my celebration of Hanukkah is basically just an acknowledgement that I could celebrate it, that we could eat kosher, that we could light the menorah, and maybe even open up some Hanukkah geld, hide some chocolate coins around the house.
Play with a dreidel.
Play with a dreidel, sure. One of the most slow and unenjoyable, but iconic games of gambling for children. So, yeah, I would say all of those things are true, and I'll be celebrating Christmas as well.
Okay.
But I just thought for the Jews in the audience...
which
know,
there are probably lots.
Yeah, let's be honest. That's our demographic.
True. We don't want to alienate anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm comfortable commenting on like Kwanzaa. I don't know if I know enough of the kind of trappings of that kind of holiday to really get in there.
But
the principles
of stealth are the same for whatever holiday you celebrate. Mm-hmm. So it's just really important, I think. And if you're a non-secular infidel. Secular infidel.
Thank you.
Non-secular.
I mean,
these days, the
line is so blurred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, if you're some kind of monster like that, and you find the spirit of giving in the name of the Lord upsetting in some way, then I would recommend just turning this off.
But don't. Please keep listening. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to Thomas, okay?
Sorry,
that was his Santa Claus character coming back.
Yeah. Please stay tuned. Ho, ho, ho.
Yes. Welcome. Cheers. Have a seat. Everybody knows your name here at this podcast. Mm-hmm. Number 3. After you have your presents in your bedroom, very carefully take the tape off. Make sure you have a roll of tape to spare. Yeah. You're going to want to rewrap these gifts. Retape them exactly how they were taped mm-hmm. before.
So this is a comparison with like 1984, I think we could say, mm-hmm. where Winston is forced to place a little hair back on the journal that he's writing in just to make sure that it looks exactly the same way that it does. And I think your parents will be this vigilant. They could really, I mean, even now I can hear their commanding voices from afar
yes.
questioning me. But I think it's really crucial to disguise this as thoroughly as possible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to take photos of these gifts beforehand to make sure you wrap them mm-hmm. the way they were.
Yeah, you might even want spare wrapping paper to rewrap them mm-hmm. In case you accidentally tear something and can't get it back.
Make sure those patterns line up the same, though, because your parents are going to remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder at this stage in the article if the agony of knowing what your gifts are but still having to wait to use them would be even greater yeah. than the anticipation
or,
of...
Or just the tension of not knowing, mm-hmm. do my parents know that I looked at my gift?
Yeah. I mean...
Like, do they know?
You think Christmas Eve is a sleepless night now... Yeah. You go through this whole criminal operation and you're sitting there wondering, did I cover up my footprints? Did I wear gloves the whole time? Are my fingerprints all over the tree?
Did I avoid looking at the cameras?
Did I spray paint them properly? Did I shut down the security system?
Did I make an entire fake replica of my parents' room?
Does Santa have a direct line to my parents' phone? Could he let them know? He knows when I'm sleeping. He knows when I'm awake. So
he knows an even bad or good.
Yeah.
And you're being bad.
For goodness sake.
Yes. For badness sake. For greed. For impatience.
True. Yeah. So we are telling you how to do this, telling you, but we are not... encouraging you do it.
Here's the thing. Look, people are going to do this regardless. Yeah. We just want you to do it the most safe and responsible way possible.
Do it right. Do it right.
Exactly. Step 4. This is simple. Just see what you got for Christmas.
Yeah.
Now you've unwrapped it.
One time, if a child forgot this step,
exactly.
It would be a lot of wasted effort, I think.
They wait till their parents are asleep at like 1:30 in the morning. They truck their gifts one by one, all 30 gifts, up to their room. They have their tape. They unwrap everything, and they forget to look at it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, kid?
In the excitement of managing the wrapping paper, managing the sound, staying unseen, you can forget the purpose of the whole operation, which is to find out if you got a copy of that book that you wanted.
Yeah, or the fire truck you wanted, the toy soldier that you wanted, five golden rings that you wanted. Yeah, you're going to want to take a look. You're going to want to memorize what it is because you might have a lot of gifts here. If you forget in the morning what your gift was, again, like really study what you got, really commit it to memory.
It ruins the point. And you might forget, think this is a terrible Christmas, go on Amazon, order the gift that you did want, open it the next day, realize that you were
Express
already
Express shipping
it.
Sort of arrives at the same time you're opening. The FedEx guy's at the door. Ding dong, got a fire truck here for Billy. You're opening a fire truck and your parents are like, wait, another fire truck?
Yeah.
That's
everybody's face is red.
Everyone's worst nightmare. The nightmare during Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Tim Burton.
You might want to, Tim Burton, really good. Mm-hmm. Really good Shakespearean character.
Yeah, Jack Skellington was a bastard.
He was. Yes, it's true. And the Nightmare Before Midsummer Nights.
The Midsummer Nightmare
Before Christmas? See, I knew there was like a mashup. I messed up. I'm just trying to think of like other Beetlejuice. Much Ado About Beetlejuice.
That's really good, yeah. Let me see. Gold, Frankenweenie, and Myrrh. Not Tim Burton, Tim Burton, not... Well, it's close. It's something.
Yeah,
the old Frankenweenie and Myrrh.
12th Nightmare Before Christmas. Not to reuse it. Not to reuse
that's
one.
Good. That's good.
But,
that's good.
Macbeth and Me, again, not Tim Burton, but a very enjoyable movie with a chimpanzee.
Wait, oh, I thought you were referencing Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, that too, that works.
Mm, yeah, okay.
That works.
Nailed it.
Something with Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a dead end, isn't it?
Let's see.
Well, why don't we let this kind of gestate?
Okay.
And we'll come back to it. Yeah, one of us will have a really good Sweeney Todd Shakespeare mashup pun.
We promise you now, we pledge, there will be one more excellent Shakespeare Tim Burton mashup before we go into the improv. I promise.
We will give you this gift
at
the end of the podcast. Do not fast forward.
Don't open
That's
it early.
That's like cheating. Exactly. Number five, you can also look through the wrapping paper, but you can only do this if the paper is really light, like white or yellow. Press the paper against what's under the wrap and look really closely for words.
So this could work in certain gifts, of course. If it's a box with clothing in it, you're not going to get a lot of information about that clothing just from the box. But if it's a book or something and your parents have been foolish enough to wrap it in translucent paper, I mean, this is a safe route. I really endorse this.
I mean, if it's a book and you can see through the paper, you can read the whole thing without unwrapping it. Boom.
Especially if they wrap it real nice and loose so you can open the pages and really pour over them.
Exactly. I think Nicolas Cage in the movie National Treasure, didn't he somehow, he got the Declaration of Independence and he looked through it and he found like a map?
Yeah.
It's the same principle, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So if your parents have wrapped your gift in the Declaration of Independence... Mm-hmm. Put some lemon juice on it.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Nicolas Cage films are just an educational marvel for any stealth operation you need to complete.
That's true. Is this the first time we brought up Nicolas Cage films on this podcast?
That would astonish me, but you might be right.
I think it might be true.
I think during one episode we were naming a bunch of movies. We probably named one.
It's unavoidable. He's 70% of movies.
Most movies that are made feature him.
It's true. Number six, the final step. Open the bags. Bags are easiest. Usually all you need to do is peer into the bag through the side. Tissue paper is usually easy to look through if the gift is wrapped in the tissue paper. Careful, though. That tissue paper will rustle.
Mm-hmm. And a community Q&A question, one that has been voted helpful by four, is... What do I do if tissue paper makes noise?
I don't know what to tell you. Unless you live in a space station, there's going to be sound waves bouncing around.
In space, no one can hear you open your Christmas presents early.
Exactly. The famous tagline to Alien, where someone opens a gift through their chest. So me, I want to put a towel under the door, muffle the sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's safe.
I want to put
up
some baffling in your room in the weeks leading up to... Christmas.
Yeah, get into death metal, play it at the top volume.
Yeah, you're going to want to set a precedent beforehand so that when you're playing death metal at 3 in the morning on December 25th,
exactly.
Parents are like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why is there a Scandinavian man shouting? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, he's probably not opening gifts. He's probably just enjoying music.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let's look at a few other questions that users have asked here. How can I do this if I sleep in the same room with my parents? It's a great question.
Interesting.
Obviously, if your parents are very, very sound sleepers, you could maybe get away with it.
Yeah, I mean, I might encourage... I mean, first of all, here's a question. Let's say you sleep in the same room with your parents. Mm-hmm. Now, Santa Claus is going to have to show up at some point in the night. And during that time, there's going to be some overlap, right, where... your parents are going to be asleep because adults can't see Santa Claus. And you're going to maybe have that window of their magic-induced deep sleep to
Oh, it's magic-induced. I thought you were implying like a sort of restraining order.
Oh,
like Santa took out a restraining
Santa
order
was
and all
like,
the parents. And was you cannot see me.
Yeah.
You have to stay like 10 meters away from me at all times.
Yeah, I don't think Santa's that petty, but he doesn't want...
He keeps a list of every kid in the world and gives them terrible fossil fuels if they're not good.
He's meticulous, but I think magic is sort of the explanation I was given.
Or, you know, it could be magic and legal, like in the Santa Claus franchise, which so wonderfully melded those two worlds together.
Yes, exactly. You mean the Tim Allen films where he slowly becomes Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And that's another solution. If you want to see the presents really early, become Santa yourself, a la the Santa Claus. And, I mean, you get to see everybody's gifts.
Oh, that's amazing. We can only hope that Santa Claus fatally dies on your roof, then this can become a reality for you.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, I think we've almost reached the end.
I think so. Do we want to just go over a couple quick tips and
Quick tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, hacks. Mm-hmm. Put on a serious act when you open your gifts. Don't let them be suspicious.
Yep. Also important, walk around the house several times and memorize where the creaky floorboards are. Mm-hmm. This helps you edge around them when you sneak out.
It's so true. I've got a big blueprint in my room, and I've got a red X.
Yeah.
Kind of marked on every single creaky floorboard. Which I live in an old Woolsey house.
Yeah.
That's like 80% of the floorboards.
Yeah. I'd say there's about two places in my apartment that you can step without alerting my parents.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's like a maximum security prison, you know? Yeah. Just all the alarm bells are rigged to go no matter what you do. It's just like, but what are you going to do? The hardwood just looks so good.
Exactly, yeah. So some important warnings. Delete your internet history so they don't look back and see this website, and especially your podcast history.
Absolutely. Clear your RSS feed or whatever.
Unsubscribe, rate us 1 star. Just get away from this podcast because it incriminates you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell your friends not to listen to this.
Yeah.
Really cover your tracks.
Don't share it on social media. That'll really sell you up the river.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I think, very real moment just at the end. Doing this ruins the surprise, so do it your own risk. There is a sacrifice that comes with seeing your gifts early, and I don't think it's fair for us to sell you this bill of goods without acknowledging that.
There is a very high probability that you will be disappointed, that the surprise, it won't be the same.
Exactly.
Christmas morning.
So, do it your own risk, realize the dangers, and recognize what you're taking away, but also the risks that your parents could present to you if they were to catch you. And if you do decide to go through with this, you have our blessing, but we hope that you stay safe.
It's true. And don't forget, just like Shakespeare wrote in Sweeney Todd and Andronicus.
And also, Big Fishered the Third.
Was Big Fish Tim Burton?
I thought so.
Huh.
Maybe not.
Well, send your votes in now.
Was Big Fish Tim Burton?
You decide. we will go
felt,
on.
It felt pretty Tim Burton.
It felt
Burton,
pretty
didn't
whimsical.
It?
Yeah, it was really whimsical. Yeah, but Johnny Depp wasn't in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I can't think of a single Tim Burton movie that Johnny Depp or Nicolas Cage wasn't in. Well, Merry Christmas, Roger.
Thanks, Dad. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to all of us.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's just an ordinary Christmas. Everybody's having a great time.
Merry Christmas, Roger!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Ho, ho, ho!
Hee, 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 hee! Merry Christmas from the witch that lives in your mirror!
Aw, Dad. Even she's feeling the festive spirit.
Well, Christmas is our favorite holiday.
Yeah, it sure would suck if somebody did something to absolutely ruin it.
Oh, I would say so. All of our friends would leave us here alone.
Yeah, that would really shatter my faith in humanity.
You said it, Cricket Boy. Well, here you go, Roger. All the gifts are packed under the tree, and I'm just going to sit here, smoke my pipe, have a little bit of morning brandy, and see where the day goes.
Wow, Dad, this gift's so big. I hope it's a foosball table.
Well, why, that? What an astute, very good guess.
Rip. Wow, it is.
Wow, I can't believe it. I packed it inside of a plasma TV box, and somehow you still were able to guess.
He's amazing!
Thanks, Cricket Boy. Maybe I should open something else.
Ho, ho, ho! Open another gift, boy!
I will. Thanks. It's always fun getting to open a few in a row. Ooh, this one's really small.
You're never gonna guess what that one is.
I wonder if it's a vintage ring pop from 1996.
Okay, well, another very good guess.
Rip. It is.
Yeah, vintage ring pop. Same one Stevie Nicks wore during the Rumours tour.
Wow. It's just what I always wanted. This is kind of weird.
This is kind of really weird, son. And I say that as someone who owns a mirror that has a ghost in it.
That's right!
Son, do we need to have a talk?
I don't know, Dad. You know, what's extra strange is that this ring pop is exactly what I asked for, but when I opened it, it somehow didn't feel that exciting. No offense.
Are you saying you're getting too old for Christmas presents?
I don't know. Maybe I'm becoming numb inside.
Well, that's not supposed to happen until you're 15.
Well, I know. That's why I'm getting worried.
Now, son, I need you to be honest with me. I noticed a towel was missing from the bathroom.
Oh.
And, you wouldn't have happened to shove it in the crack of your door, would you?
Dad, that's ridiculous. Cricket Boy, don't step there. It'll creak.
Why not?
I told you.
Look at that. You've been avoiding standing there all day.
Well, I don't think there's anything that suspicious about not standing there.
The truth will come out.
Shut up, witch in the mirror.
The truth will come out.
Look at your reflection.
I can't look at myself.
The reflection of betrayal in the mirror.
I have nothing. No, I won't.
Settle down.
Dad, can you put a cloth over that mirror? It's really starting to get my guff.
All of my claws have been shoved into different doors' cracks. For some reason.
Look, I understand it's a little weird that I've been guessing all the gifts, but let's just try one more, and I'll prove that I don't know what it is.
All right, well, this is, I'm very proud of this one. It's a real surprise. It's something you didn't even ask for Christmas. Wow. I made it myself, actually.
Wow. I wonder if it's a homemade board game. Dadopoly.
Son.
Rip.
Are you sure?
Rip.
That's what you think it is?
I'm sure.
The mirror never lies.
Rip. Rip. And out of the present falls coal all over the floor.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hee, hee, hee.
What? It was Dadopoly. I swear it was Dadopoly. I saw it with my own...
When did you see it, boy? When?
Last night, when everyone was sleeping, I snuck to the tree and I found all the gifts. I took them to my room one by one, and I opened them and I closed them so carefully that no one would ever suspect.
Oh, so the culprit shows his true face.
Shut up, witch in the mirror. I'll smash you good.
You wouldn't dare to do that.
I'll throw this piece of coal at you.
Smash.
Son. Son.
What's going on? Can I go home and have brunch with my family?
You have just destroyed my mirror. The fourth gift I was about to give you. One I didn't wrap. Because I knew you would look at it and figure it out if I did.
You knew all along?
Yes. And that was no witch in there. Well, it was, but it was also your mother.
Mommy, dearest?
Yes. Now she's in shards all over the living room.
Oh, no.
Cricket Boy, pack your things.
You mean Mom went through the looking glass?
And she never came back.
Oh.
Why do I have to get out of here? I'm just an observer.
Oh, well, if you want to stay with my traitor son, then... Oh. Then go ahead. What do you think, Santa Claus?
Oh, ho, ho, I wish I never saw this little demon.
You know what? Now that I hear Santa Claus's point of view, I actually better be going. I don't want to be caught on the naughty list just because of you.
Oh, I'm afraid that you are on my naughty list.
Nothing right ever goes for Cricket Boy.
What do you think of my Christopher Lloyd impression?
It's pretty good. What do you think of my,
Your Morty impression from Rick and Morty?
Morty impression. Yeah.
Well, we all had a lot of fun here tonight. Or at least we did.
I sure haven't. I I shattered my mom.
You did.
And I ruined Christmas. And I'm a demon boy on the naughty list.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Dad. Can you ever forgive me?
Son, the only thing that can heal our relationship now is playing a ripoff of the greatest board game ever made.
You mean Dadopoly?
Look under the tree.
Moves, shifts, digs, present.
Son, I did the same thing when I was your age.
Really?
I shattered my mother.
That's why I never got to know Grandma.
Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't handle the suspense of waiting for Christmas morning to open my gifts. You know, in this day and age, people have to learn patience. You know, they have to learn that immediate gratification doesn't pay off. They have to learn that even if something feels good, and if somebody is telling you everything you want to hear, whether that be your heart...
Okay, I think I get it
or,
now.
You know, your political leaders...
No, I get it. You
have
can stop, to... You can stop the speech there. I
take
think
the
I
dice.
It. But I feel like I got the message of your speech early. I don't need to roll the dice.
I thought you wanted to play the game. It's not a metaphor. It's just literally a board game that I made.
Okay. Well, let me try it. Rip, rip. Lid comes off. Dice picked up. Hand shaking.
Shh. Snake Eyes! Come on, Snake Eyes! Cricket Boy was a lot of money!
Roll, roll. Roll.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Three.
Slow motion.
And two.
Oh, you got a five! Okay. You landed on community chest!
Let me flip the card over and see what it says. I bet it'll have a kooky dad theme. Your mother would have been the winner of the beauty pageant if she was not shattered by an ungrateful son. Go back to jail. Dad?
Now, son, I know what you're thinking. This is all really confusing. How did he know that I was what you were going to do, and how did he put that on a card? Well, I got to be honest.
You did it. It's Dadopoly. So the card reflects our family history.
Exactly. Things are happening exactly as they did for me.
Did you go to jail when you were a little boy?
I did. I did not pass go. I did not collect $200. And let me just say, my cousin owned both the electric company and the water company, so it was really cold. This whole Christmas, it's gotten really crazy, and I just don't want you to make the same mistakes I did. When I unwrapped my gifts early, that put me on a path of greed and consumerism that led me to where I am today.
I guess maybe I should spend some time in the mirror.
Take a glass shard.
That'll be big enough for me. I'm still young.
Just spend a couple hours in there.
Okay, Dad. I trust you.
I'm going to rewrap these gifts and give them to the Goodwill.
That sounds about right. Sorry, Cricket Boy. I really let you down.
Well, I'm just happy to have a home.
Yeah. Guess you can have my bedroom while I'm in the mirror shard.
No! I get dibs on the bedroom! Oh, Santa Claus gets dibs on the bedroom! Back off, Cricket Boy!
Santa!
Just another Christmas for Tim Burton.
All of those characters were played by Johnny Depp. Well, thanks for tuning in for our very special holiday-themed episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes.
Got a little bit whimsical, got a little bit wise.
And there was a lot of CGI.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We spent a lot of time wireframing the Santa Claus character. Yeah.
Oh. Huge budget on that
we
improv
went
skit.
Way overboard on the budget for that.
So we want to thank you for listening from the bottom of our hearts. We want to encourage the spirit of giving, and
yes, regardless of what you believe this holiday season,
exactly.
Look out for those less fortunate than you.
And if you can wait, it might just be worth it.
Signing off, I'm Jesse Bergen.
I'm Thomas Tolles.
Stay warm.
Stay frosty.
And print.